Good evening, this is MAGA ASMR. For those of you unfamiliar with my voice, I am the ASMR guru for President Trump. I put him to bed every night with my voice, talking about whatever I want to talk about, and he allows me to record this so I can share it with you. So my recommendation is, go ahead and play this between the hours of 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., and be prepared to sleep soundly. So, what should we talk about today? There's a number of things going on that we should probably discuss. First, as most of you are probably familiar, we recently returned from a trip to India. Wow, what a great people! We had an amazing trip. As you saw in the news, they had a show for us. They had a welcoming committee of millions of people in a stadium, and we had a great conversation with them. So, wow, India, super impressed and glad you are on board with making America great again. You know, I wish the rest of the world would get behind us like you have. It is the right thing. If we make America great again, we will make the world great again. So, India, you are taking the right steps to making the world a better place, and thank you. So, one thing that I would be remiss if we didn't discuss is the food. Now, it's a great country and a great people, as they showed us, but man, that food was it left something to be desired, that's for sure. Not enough steak and potatoes, not enough meat. And, you know, when we get the steak and potatoes, that steak needs to be well done. And suffice it to say, there was just not much for us to eat there. But I'll let you in on a little secret. President Trump knows this. He's a smiling over there. I see him in the bed. He's a smiling. But I'll let you in on this secret, America. We had a McDonald's installed on Air Force One. We eaten all the Big Macs and all the quarter pounders with cheese we want all day, every day. So while we were over in India, you know, we were polite and we sat at a dinner table and we would kind of poke around at the food. But then we would take a little 20-minute break and we'd run back to Air Force One and we'd get ourselves a quarter pounder with cheese and some chicken nuggets and we were in hog heaven. It was great. So another big win from President Trump installing that McDonald's on the airplane. So great trip to India, but glad to be back here in the States where we can get our McDonald's not just on an airplane, but at the corner store as well. So that's India for you. So what else should we talk about? Roger Stone. Oh man, that boy is in a lot of trouble. He was sentenced last week to I think roughly about 3 years in prison. I don't know about this at all. Actually, I do know about it. It's a sham. It's nothing but evilness. Democratic evilness is what it is. So, I don't know, Roger Stone, sorry to see you go to prison. You know, maybe President Trump will set you free. Time will tell, but you have not gotten what you deserve, that's for sure. I mean, anyone who has a Republican president tattooed on their backside is a good man in my book. Sharing another secret with you folks. President Trump knows this, but I did get a tattoo of him on my backside. It's a little bit lower than Roger Stone's. It's right on my right cheek. That's where I wanted it. And wow, every day, you know, I'm able to see President Trump as I put him to sleep, and then every day I can also see him when I'm at home and getting ready to get in the shower, and I look in the mirror and I got a double mirror thing going on, and boom, there he is again, staring back at me, tattooed on my backside, right cheek, President Trump for life. Oh, so let's see, what else should we talk about? Bad news yesterday out of the tennis world. I'm a big tennis fan, and Maria Sharapova, the screaming Russian herself, unfortunately decided to retire from the game of tennis. I am gonna miss that girl. She had the chops of a street fighter, but the looks of a model, and man, could she scream on that tennis court. She was a screamer, and people tried to silence her like they tried to silence Mr. Trump, and she said, heck no, I'm gonna keep on screaming. And, you know, unfortunately, she got caught with the Moldova, the drugs a couple years ago, and has never been the same since. But, oh, we're gonna miss you, Maria Sharapova. Rest in peace. Okay, now, last but not least, I've talked about it before, but I gotta talk about it again. The coronavirus, COVID-19, something like that, it's going around the world. And man, it's not looking good for the rest of the world. But don't worry, President Trump shared with us tonight that it's no problem here in the United States. We got everything locked up, ready to go, and that virus is not coming in here. No way, no how. Now, I don't care what the president's scientists say about the fact that we need to be on the ready and this could be bad. No way. If you listen to President Trump, we got this good. We are no problems here. The rest of the world in trouble. United States, because of the controls that President Trump has put in place, it's not getting through our borders, that's for sure. So, oh man. Now, one thing that was also described that Mike Pence, he has been put in charge of the response for the coronavirus. And, you know, there is no one better equipped to take care of the coronavirus than Mike Pence himself. If you take a look at his biology scores from high school, that boy got a straight up B in that biology class. That means he is the smartest scientist here in the United States, and he will have us ready to go in case that coronavirus comes through our borders, which is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But if it were to, Mike Pence is there with some gloves and a mask, and he's going to squash that coronavirus. And if Mike Pence does not squash the coronavirus, he is not getting on our ticket later this year. We are going to expel him from the ticket. We're going to get someone in who can do it right. Mike Pence, this is your test, buddy. You better get done with this the right way and stomp on that coronavirus. So, I think that's everything that I wanted to talk about. Let me see if Mr. President Trump is asleep. Oh, he's asleep like a baby. Oh, President Trump. Okay. Well, if he's sleeping like a baby, that means you sleeping like a baby. This is ASMR Guru. I'm done.